Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
On the 20th of September, people were allowed to return to the workplace on a phased and staggered basis. A month in, how are you getting on? Well, Dr. Nigel Payne, former chief learning officer at the BBC, has predicted that there will be a raft of resignations unless organisations change their structures and the way they deal with employees. Big statement. Well, on the line now is the author of the career book, Help for the Restless Realist, and owner of Clearview Coaching, Jane Downs, career coach. How's it going?
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. So what were your thoughts when you heard a return date of September 20th? What went through your head?
My first thought was, really? With big giant question mark. Then it moved from, I suppose, 1 hour saying this could be good. You know, change is good for us. Maybe we need to stretch a bit out of our comfort zone and get back in some shape or form. And then an hour later, I was thinking, no way. People are really happy doing what they're doing. Not everybody. It doesn't suit everybody working from home. But for some, it's really working for them. So we have, you know, a bit of an issue here. This great pause now could move to a great resignation if we're not careful, if employers aren't listening to employees and vice versa. I think it's give and take, Jen.
You said some people aren't happy. Just from the vibe I'm getting from friends and speaking to people over the last couple of weeks, I would say it's a lot more than that. A lot of people are not happy having to go back into that work environment, having to commute, having to sit in an office, having to desk chair. They might be uncomfortable with the whole COVID thing and all that kind of stuff. It's fairly normal that a lot of people are feeling anxious, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't know what's happening for people, and we don't know what's happened for them at home in terms of who they have at home or their own personal health story. You know, there's so many assumptions being made here. We have to be really, really careful. And also, if somebody's doing really well, and I think we have live data now to say that people are working really well at home and the output has been fantastic. So why change that? Is it necessary? But then we look at the other angle to this and say, well, look, you know, I think we do get energy from people, and maybe we do need to get together if it is once a week, twice a week in an office, and have that time face to face with people. Maybe it's good for us to have a bit of that. So we're really, you know, it's a tough one. It's a really tough one, Jen.
What do you think about Dr. Nigel Payne, the former chief learning officer at the BBC, saying that there's going to be a raft of resignations? And also he said that COVID-19 has been a wake-up call for CEOs, saying they're no longer going to be content with employees just sitting in their organisations not delivering what they want. What do you make of that statement?
I think that's a big statement. And I think, you know, Nigel Payne is right in a lot of respects here. You know, I think that everything is changing. I think there's a workplace revolution going on here on all counts, you know, and I think the standards are changing. The standards for employees and their needs and their happiness is changing. And likewise, CEOs, you know, they want what's right and they want performance. So, you know, this is all for discussion, and discussion is healthy if we get somewhere with it. Then we have the backdrop of, obviously, you know, the government and science making decisions on this too. Sometimes they don't agree. Like Friday, for example, mm-hmm. we have a message from Dr. Ronald Lynn saying, look, where possible, work from home. So we're saying, hang on a second here. I thought we're going forward. But to be fair to him, things are changing. So he's trying to do his best, I hope, to protect. So, you know, it's a grey area. But anybody who's already worrying is now worrying even further because they don't know if they're coming or going. And we don't like that.
Yeah, that's very true. It's all very kind of grey and a bit blurry. I suppose you just need to look at your own personal situation and go and speak to your boss. I mean, people got an insight into a new hybrid way of working. If you want to continue working from home, how do you broach this with your boss?
I think you keep it real.
Yeah.
And you give data and evidence to show that your performance has been excellent working from home and that it's working for you. You know, I think there's a great piece here around lack of commute, more time to put into work, more energy for work. I mean, that's the way I'd be going on this. You know, I think, look, it's give and take. I really believe that we've got to also be prepared that there are some people who do want to be back in the office. Younger generations, those who really want that mentoring piece around them, those whose home situation might not accommodate them working from home. For example, they might be in shared accommodation. We cannot make assumptions here. assumptions won't work. So there was people who will want to work from home, and those with children, it can really help there. You know, I'm noticing a lot more people at the school gate looking fancy in the mornings.
Yeah.
Which is throwing me a bit, you know, but I think, look, everybody has different needs here. So that's what complicates this. Plus, we have a virus that's changing its trajectory at times. So there's a lot to consider. But here's the thing. I think, you know, people power is big here. And I think we have to have a say. And I think teams can co-create sort of a different version of work together if they plan this correctly and they remain open-minded to discussion. So employers need to be open-minded to discussion and listen and get feedback. And there's always going to be, Jen, a level of success in this because you'll have feedback. So it's not trial and error. It's trial and a bit of a level of success because we'll get feedback to say what's working and what's not. But I mean, for HR people, it's been tough, Jen. You know, they've put so much time into this and work into this, you know, and now suddenly they don't know if they're coming or going. And of course, we have vaccinations. They're a dangerous topic at the moment in HR.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's benefits to mixing it up, you know, a few days in, a few days at home. I would just personally, not from an expert point of view, but personally, I would be like, OK, well, if somebody's working from home, they've got very comfortable working from home. I would worry about the mental health of people down the road because a workplace is a great escape for a lot of people. They're around people. And obviously, I would say human connection is the most important thing in life. And if you're not getting that, you know, where's the line with that?
It's massive. Don't underestimate the power of meeting people on a daily basis. And I really saw this in my work over the last 2 years coaching online. You know, people living by themselves, working from home, people who've come over from different countries. They know nobody in this country. They've started a new job and they're at home on their own. That's not good for anyone. So, of course, there's plenty of people who have great lives and they don't need to be seeing other people or work people. And for them, work is about going in, doing your job. It's not about that shared connection with people, that sort of curiosity when you're working, you know, collaboration with others.
But inappropriate jokes. Don't forget about them in the office. Listen. You know, there's a few of them. Absolutely. And I'm waiting. Yeah.
They still happen on Zoom sometimes.
I bet they do. I mean, it's funny you said we're in a workplace revolution. I mean, we really are going to see huge amounts of change in how we work, pros and cons, and time will tell. And one thing I like is, like, gone are the days of powering through if you're feeling sick.
Yeah,
that's great, isn't it?
That is magic. That is just a brilliant output of this. And this presenteeism, we've all done it. You know, sitting there for the sake of sitting there to be seen.
Yeah.
And you could actually be doing much more at home. Plus putting a wash on. Who cares? If it makes your day better, get your wash on if you need to. But being unwell in work. And you're spreading all those germs. We've seen it when the kids have gone back to school and all the bits, the stomach bugs. You know, really, that is something that is a good thing that's come from this horrid, horrid virus, you know.
Yeah, the one thing I like about this, whatever change is being made, it's not a one shoe fits all. It seems now you can get a working environment kind of more tailored to your lifestyle. So if you want to go into the office full time, the option's there. If you want to do sometimes in, sometimes out or whatever. But if you really would prefer working from home and you can be productive, let's say you have kids or whatever, for whatever reason it is.
Yeah.
What are your rights?
Yeah, you're right. This is, again, an interesting one. You know, as per your employment contract, I'm sure it's not in the employment contract about COVID. You know, here's the thing. You know, employers have the right there to decide where you're working from. You know, unless, of course, when we bring COVID into this and if there's an illness there, etc., that's a different story. But, you know, as per our standard employment contract that most people have, the employer has the right to make that call. Unfortunately, but that's the reality. But I do believe that most employers are going to be reasonable about this. Once you don't railroad, you know, through this with your employee, you've got to show a bit of give and take. And I do believe, you know, this hybrid model, to me, is a perfect opportunity for a lot of people to get the balance between working from home and being on site, having connection with people in a real way. Happy days if this can work well, this hybrid gradual piece.
Absolutely. Well said. It's all about getting the balance, and that is different for everyone. So figure out what works for you, taking everything into account and approach your boss and don't try and railroad them. Very good advice. Jane Downs, thank you so much for joining me today and best of luck with everything. I'll chat to you soon. soon, okay?
Thanks so
much.
Bye,
Jane. Bye, bye, bye. That is Jane Dale. She's the author of The Career Book, Help for the Restless Realist, and owner of Clearview Coaching. I just want to thank her again for coming on the show. She's also a ball of enthusiasm and excellent. A few texts that have come in. I went back to work a month ago and I hate it. I've been working from home since March 2020. At the start, it was hard trying to balance it all, but now I love it. You see, some people just really get into it. I've made it work for me, this texter says. I can drop my kids to school. I can pick them up. I can get the wash on. I can batch cook, walk at lunchtime, generally finish earlier as I have zero distractions. My boss told me he won't let me continue from home. Well, no, you're right. As Jane said, don't railroad him. Maybe go with a plan and data, she said. Go with proof that you've been productive, I think is key. Someone else says, I hate working from home. I put on 4 stone because of it. It massively affected my mental health. I live in a 2-bed apartment in Canberra. Not conductive for working from home. I need people. I'm sorry. I'm sick of hearing that it's all people who want to work from home. Not me. I did it for 5 years. I'm over it now. What is positive about this whole situation is it seems like it can be very tailored for your needs if you approach it in the right way. So if you hate working from home, you don't particularly have to work from home. If you hate being in the office full time, you don't really have to be in the office full time. It's an exciting time, and I think we'll have a lot more balance in our lives because of it. So that has to be a positive. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.